proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. Beginning with today's session, we look at various titles ascribed to the devil, as found in the book of Revelation. In the 20th chapter of Revelation, the Apostle John ascribed four names to the infernal prince of darkness. These were the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, and Satan. Each of these epithets describes some facet of the evil one's character or work. As the dragon, the devil seeks to inspire fear and terror among mortals. The red color of a dragon might symbolize its fierceness and cruelty. Many people, when they think about dragons, conjure up images of large, winged, fire-breathing beasts. They ascribe such beings to the realm of myth or fantasy. However, that is not the picture which the Bible paints regarding dragons. The word dragon is transliterated from the Greek noun drakon. This noun appeared 13 times in the New Testament, all of the occurrences being in the book of Revelation. The first use of the word drakon occurred in Revelation chapter 12, where John wrote, quote, "There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads," unquote. According to that same chapter, John identified this creature as, quote, "that old serpent called the devil and Satan," unquote. The dragon described possessed an unusual appearance. It had 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Commentators have disagreed regarding the symbolism conveyed by these features. Nonetheless, the horns, which denoted power, and the crowns, which denoted authority, could allude to the dragon's political dominion over the earth. This dragon also, quote, "drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them in the earth," unquote. The term "stars of heaven" here might denote the host of angels gathered before God's throne. Note that the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation contained an account of war in heaven, a conflict in which, quote, "Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels," unquote. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, John described another phenomenon he beheld. He saw, quote, "a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars," unquote. This woman gave birth to, quote, "a man-child, who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron," unquote. The dragon sought to devour the child and destroy the woman. However, God protected both of them. Note the similarity of this vision granted to John in Revelation. Its similarity with the dream of Joseph found in the 37th chapter of the book of Genesis. Joseph informed his family about how he dreamt that, quote, "the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me," unquote. His father Jacob interpreted Joseph's dream as portraying Joseph's parents and brothers bowing down to him in submission. The woman in Revelation chapter 12 could represent the Jewish nation. Centuries of persecution directed at the Jews demonstrated the devil's animosity toward them. Describing the devil as a dragon would be a metaphorical way of illustrating that animosity and the ferocity of the persecution that Jewish people have faced over the centuries. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.